Time for Dial-A-Doc, and that takes us to FHN and clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services, and Jennifer Gassman. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I'm sure you're a busy person and very valuable in people's lives, dietitian, food, nutrition services. Now, your topic today is healthy eating, March National Nutrition Month, and that gives us an opportunity to reflect on our eating habits, and some of us maybe should reflect more than others. Now, one of the things being stressed this year is My Plate. Can you tell us a little bit about what My Plate is?
My Plate is an easier way to visualize how to plan a healthy meal. Basically, the way it works is you picture a smaller sized dinner plate. You make up half of it to be lower calorie vegetables, a quarter of the plate to be your starch items, such as pasta, potatoes, rice, even like corn or peas. And then the other quarter of the plate, which would be about the size of a woman's palm, to be your protein or your lean meat. Alongside, you can then have a cup of like skim milk and then maybe a fruit for dessert, whether you eat it then or as a snack. So it's just a simpler way to plan your meal.
Yeah, what does My Plate mean to you as a nutrition and dietary professional?
Well, when the institution of My Plate began, I thought it was a great way to transition from our old food guide pyramid. To me, it made things a lot easier for people to actually visualize and follow through in a healthier eating plan.
Well, that really does make sense, and I've heard that your main meal, be that chicken, meat, what have you, fish, that the size of your hand, and you say more of a lady's hand, so maybe a little smaller for a man, and what your hand looks like. But that's a great way to envision it. Also, smaller plates at home for dinner, is that not a bad idea? A smaller plate instead of a bigger one, you don't fill it up as much?
Well, that is a good idea for anyone that's trying to cut their portions down to maybe save a few calories or drop a few pounds. Over the years, the actual dinner plate size has grown quite a bit. And so that's part of the problem is that we've also grown our portions to accommodate filling that larger plate. So getting back to old-fashioned cooking and these smaller plate sizes can be quite helpful.
Yeah, bring me smaller glasses, too, depending on what you have for a beverage with. Some good ways to make healthier choices when grocery shopping for foods to eat at home, some suggestions?
One of the simplest things you can do is shop the outside perimeter of the store. A lot of times we get caught up in buying a lot of prepackaged convenience foods, which tend to add extra calories and fat and sodium to our diet. But if we just stuck to the basics along the outside of the store, we'd hit the fruits, the vegetables, our lean meats, our dairy or dairy substitutes if needed, and even the whole grains. And then if you need to venture to the center of the store, hit like the frozen vegetable aisle or some items that are not going to contribute so much extra sodium and fats.
I've heard that before, and it's a great way to get through the store probably faster and a really easy way to remember. Just stay on the outside edge. How about, Jennifer, when you're eating out, what are some good tips for healthier choices there?
Well, when eating out, I think some of the best advice I can give is to try to plan ahead. If it's possible to look at a menu online with so many people having smartphones nowadays, you can see the nutrition facts available at many restaurants, and you can make some smart decisions. If, say, someone is trying to eat 1,200 to 2,000 calories a day, which hits an average of many women through men, and you are looking at a menu item that contains 1,000 or 1,600 for that one menu item, we haven't even considered the beverage yet, as you pointed out earlier. Maybe it's time to make a different decision.
And a lot of restaurants, is it law now, or is that just certain states where they have how many calories their dishes are?
It is something that has gone into law. However, there have been some exceptions made that are still getting phased in.
Okay. We like to include our text line in with our show here, Jennifer. And we just got a question here. A pasta rice question mark. Bad for diabetics. Any suggestions for diabetics to avoid pastas and rice?
Well, really, there's no reason as a diabetic to avoid pasta or rice. It's all about portion size. When you're talking pasta or rice, 1/3 cup cooked is considered one carb choice or 15 grams of carb. So oftentimes, it's not that the food needs to be avoided, it's the size needs to be controlled to fit your diet plan. Also, with pastas, there are varieties out there that can be very helpful. There are some out there that have a slower release starch One example is Dreamfields, and that helps the carb to break down slower and improve blood sugar control post-pasta. But there are many varieties out there with similar concepts nowadays.
You sound like a very good person to talk to for folks that want to be worrying about their food and nutrition. Let's continue, Jennifer. Do you have any specific tips for parents to help their children eat healthy foods?
If I could give one tip, it would be that we shouldn't cater our children's meals, especially when eating out, to that kids menu. It bothers me, actually, that kids menus are typically not very healthy items. It's things like fried chicken fingers, burgers, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, very high in fat and sodium. Why don't we treat our children like we treat ourselves? Think about having them share an adult meal where they can maybe make a healthier choice, or share a meal with them and add an extra vegetable or salad as a side to also split. Just treating them the same as we would treat ourselves, having them experience flavors early on from a variety of foods is going to be a great benefit to their health.
You just said what I was just thinking. It's what a great way to introduce kids to more foods than grilled cheese and chicken strips. Some good nutritional goals for most people. What would you suggest, Jennifer?
We have to remember that everyone is different. So many people have various nutritional goals. But if there's one thing I could say, it would be that we need to work at keeping our fiber intake up. And one way to do that is to get adequate fruits and vegetables in our lives.
What would you suggest is the number of servings for adequate fruits and vegetables in a day?
As an average, between 3 and 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. So say 2 for fruits, 3 for vegetables. But again, if someone has higher caloric needs, they would be on the higher end.
Is it, and I'm sure you need the vegetables and some of the vitamins that are in there, say somebody's kind of fussy, is it kind of all right, or at least not a terrible thing to eat more fruits than vegetables instead of doing 2 and 3, maybe 4 and 1 or 5 and 0? Or is that not a good direction to go?
No, that is actually okay. You get various vitamins in your different fruits and in your different vegetables. As a general basic rule, vitamins tend to hide by color group. So if you can at least continue to get a nice variety of colors into the diet, that can also assist in making up for gaps.
That's a good way to look at it, and a good plate always looks nice with various colors on it. Now, if people have weight loss as a goal, what suggestions do you have to make that an easier goal to reach?
Weight loss really comes down to a balancing act of what we're eating with what our bodies need, but we can't forget about the component of exercise right alongside food in the weight loss role. Excuse me. Everyone is different, so we need to look at each person's situations. Taking a good look and thinking, okay, am I eating too many calories a day? Is this what I need to focus on? Or is my eating really okay and I'm not getting enough exercise and that's really my focus? And believe it or not, sleep can play a role. So taking a look and saying, am I getting at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep a night? If not, we need to take a look at each section and try to set one goal to improve within each section. And when we accomplish it, we can restart and set a new goal.
Now, you might have covered a little bit of this in your previous answer, but what are some of the most common mistakes you know people make in their diets overall?
I believe it's really that we eat more than what we actually need. A lot of it comes down to the concept of, oh, this food is really healthy, I'm going to eat a lot of it. But just because a food is healthy doesn't mean we need excessive portions.
And the most common mistake people make when they think that they're eating healthy?
It's probably back to that same answer of portion size. We just simply oftentimes eat too much. And some of it, I think, has come from the fact that we've learned to expect larger portions when we're eating out to get that value for our dollar.
And you see that all over the place. All you can eat are bigger portions and that type of thing, bigger glasses and all that. FHN has a great cafeteria. It's called Cafe FHN. It's open to the public, right?
We do. Aramark at FHN is who runs Cafe FHN. It's located in the lower level of the hospital, and it's very well known because of the quality of the food. It's also known, actually, for how helpful and friendly the staff are. People really enjoy coming to get that experience because they can enjoy something as simple as soup and salad, or they can go and get a nice hot meal. There's even a station where the meals are prepared right in front of you that offer a variety of things that exist from all around the world.
We kind of touched on this a little bit, but it's a question I have. If you're hungry during the day, obviously maybe some grapes or nuts or snacks like that just to tide you over, way better than cookies or muffins or something like that. But beverages, drinking water, is that a good substitute to kind of fill your belly up a little bit, have a couple of glasses of water to tide you over towards dinner, or is that not a wise thing?
No, that's an excellent question. Water is the go-to beverage. Many people will perceive hunger when actually they're just thirsty. So if you can start by having that glass of water before you have your snack or before you sit down to eat maybe more than what you should, sometimes the answer is that you're actually thirsty, and then it helps to quench that hunger.
And it puts a little something in your stomach, too.
Right.
A couple of questions, a good and a bad one, if you will. What is your favorite healthy food and your favorite indulgent treat?
That's a little bit tricky. I like most foods, so that makes that question a little difficult. Fruits and vegetables, I guess, in general, which wouldn't be a big surprise. But if I had to pick one, I think it would be any kind of berry. They feel like a nice little treat for me. As far as indulgent treat, I think my favorite would have to be oats and chocolate Fiber One bar. It's less in calories than a candy bar, but it tastes like you're eating a candy bar and you get the benefit of fiber.
Desserts. If you're going to have desserts, and probably the easiest suggestion would be don't. Say you're eating out. But if you do, maybe not a bad idea to split it between one or two people, or maybe even three or four people, and get a few extra spoons and forks so you can all kind of have a treat, but not everybody getting a whole 800-calorie piece of pie or something like that.
Splitting a dessert is an excellent idea. I think we all deserve a treat once in a while. So just by cutting down on that portion, you get to enjoy that flavor and the company of those around you, but you're not going to have as many calories as eating it all yourself.
And maybe if you've worked out and been good all day, maybe a little treat occasionally is a nice little carrot, although you probably better be careful with those too, huh?
Well, the key is that you are working out. You know, you're getting in that exercise and you're conscious of what you're eating. Really, I hate the concept of foods being bad. I really feel like many dietitians that all foods can fit. It's just a matter of balance.
All right. And one final question, Jennifer. We're talking with Jennifer Gassman, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN and part of Dial-A-Doc. What are some resources for people who'd like more information on what we've been talking about today?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have some great resources right here in our community. Check out the calendar of upcoming events at www.fhn.org, and please utilize the providers available at FHN, whether physicians, our therapists, or our nutrition and diabetic outpatient programs. All you have to do to get referred for nutrition services at FHN is to ask your physician for a referral, and then we can see you for nutrition or diabetic education. It doesn't matter if your need is for a medical condition or weight loss. We have services that can help you.
Do you find that people, once they start using some of these hints that you give them, smaller portions, smaller plates, that type of thing, that it becomes habit pretty quick?
I do find that, but it takes consistency. Oftentimes, to have something stick as a habit, it can take a few months of doing so. So it's definitely not something you're going to have in a quick couple-week fix. It's something that you need to commit to.
And maybe discuss with your family, too, so the other members in your family are doing you a disservice instead of helping you out.
Yes, that's very helpful.
All right. We've been talking with clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN with Dial-A-Doc with Jennifer Gassman, a regular guest on the show. Jennifer, it was nice talking with you. My first chance to talk with you. Very informative and lots of things for people to think about. It's National Nutrition Month during March, and make some healthy eating choices. Jennifer, you have a great day, and I hope we talk again sometime soon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Dial-A-Doc for today.